We've been talking in the studio here. Aaron noticed this last week. Couple things. First of all, the golden butthole of Macomb County is now illuminated completely on 59.
It's actually quite beautiful.
It is a shiny little butthole. And then you'd notice the one also. We had put all this up and then... You just finally noticed the one in Hart Plaza.
Well, that's because the golden one in Macomb County made me aware of the silver one on Jefferson in Detroit in Wayne County. So you have the golden butthole in Macomb County, and you have a silver one in Wayne County now.
Now, if we can get a bronze one in Oakland, maybe we'll just cover all the Olympics buttholes. So we've had this idea. Now, if you want to see what the hell we're talking about, if you don't know, it's hilarious. The thread, you brought it up to us first, Aaron. Oh, my God, it's amazing what's going on, people talking about it.
It's an art installation that was installed by the city of Sterling Heights with MDOT. And it is right on M59 when you come through the Golden Corridor, through the shopping area, Lakeside Mall, Partridge Creek. It's right there. It is golden. It's a giant ring. Not everyone's happy about it.
If you want to see it, we'll text it to you. Not the butthole itself, but the photos and everything and some of the threads of conversations. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, is...
golden.
Yeah, you got to see it. We've been kicking around this idea. You know, our producer, Ryan, our young millennial, we like to send him out and do things every once in a while. So the idea was dress him up as Sonic the Hedgehog and have him go out there and jump back and forth between the ring during morning drive, like right around this time when the sun comes up. We get him the outfit and he goes out there and pretends to be Sonic the Hedgehog. The question is, will you get in trouble if you're doing that? Whose property is that? And would he get in trouble if he was out in the middle of that? We don't know. I would assume it's the city's, right? I would think so. It's all done now. I mean, the lights are there. They've got a little landscaping done around it. There's no more little vehicles parked around it. So it's ready to go. So we don't ever want to get Ryan in trouble.
Well...
Okay. We're supposed to say that for, you know, just...
legal purposes?
For our attorneys, as a matter of fact. But we have tracked somebody down who can give us an answer here. Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle. Is that right? He's on the phone, line one here. Good morning, sir.
And a good morning.
And a good morning to Macomb County's official executive, Mark Hackle. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Are we doing well?
We are awesome.
Mark, we have a question for you. Now, we want to clarify that the whole ring thing in Sterling Heights on 59 was not your idea. That was the city, right? That's the city of Sterling Heights.
Yeah, that's completely their decision and their funding. People sometimes get this impression that the county has something to do with what local jurisdictions do, and that is just not the case.
Okay.
So we have a law enforcement question, though, and we know, you know, that's your wheelhouse, so...
Our producer Ryan, we've decided that, you know, the golden butthole on 59, as we affectionately call it, also looks like one of the giant rings from Sonic the Hedgehog. You know the game, Mark?
I do not know the game, but I have heard about it. That's all I know is I've seen some pictures of it and some verbiage, let's just say.
Okay,
probably more recently than before because of what you're speaking of.
Right. So we want to dress up our producer as Sonic the Hedgehog and have him jump back and forth between the ring during morning rush hour. He'll be on the lawn. He won't be out in the middle of traffic. Is there any issue with that? Would we get in trouble for that?
That could be it could be somewhat of a distraction, I would imagine. But then again, so is the big ring. Okay. we'll have to see how this plays out. I don't want to give any indication that it would be fine to do. Have something go wrong, terribly wrong. You might want to just make sure he's got some bond money in his pocket just in case.
Okay, well, he's already been in jail once, so that's not a big problem. We're not worried about that, Mark.
So what you're saying basically is it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission?
Well, I'm not saying that now that I'm not currently the sheriff. I probably could give some advice such as that and really not cause a situation where I have to testify in court.
We asked Elbrus Patterson, and he went, and hung up on us. I don't know what that was all about. So
that would be interesting. It would definitely draw more attention to the corridor.
Okay. Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle, thank you so much for the time. And we will go ahead. Based on our conversation here, Aaron, we're going to go ahead with this.
I say we go for it.
Yeah. Easier to ask for forgiveness than permission, right?
It would be an interesting mugshot, let's just say.
Wow. He's nervous now. Thanks.
He may end up with two silver rings, let's just say.
Okay. Yeah. Around his wrist.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a guy named Knuckles you don't want to run into in prison. That's a Sonic character, Mark. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. You bet. Thanks.